Why the Public Square Needs Christianity, The Natural Family, Joyfully Lutheran, Planned Parenthood, The Lord's Supper, The Hippocratic Oath, Liberal Education versus Liberal Arts Education, Tragedy and the Church Militant. Some of your favorite guests will address these topics at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org. Making the Case, June 7th and 8th in Chicago.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. If you follow Twitter, you've seen the tweets from famous people. After Georgia passed a virtual ban on abortion, it was the literally typical cast of characters. But what had Hollywood so outraged about this? And is there a double standard when it comes to Hollywood's threats to boycott a state like Georgia? We're going to be talking about Hollywood boycott double standards. Emily Jashinsky joins us. She's culture editor at The Federalist and author of a recent column titled Perpetually Outraged Celebrities, Boycott Georgia, Remain Silent on China. Emily, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
In a general sense, to what degree does the celebrity class, as you call it, run on outrage and virtue signaling?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we see this especially in the social media era where they seem to believe there's a premium on tweeting or Instagramming a hot take on social issue of the day, especially social issues or political issue of the day in particular. And so we see a lot of outrage, usually coming from the left in Hollywood, about various things. And in this case, it's especially rich from an industry that is so heavily dependent on the Chinese market and in doing business with Chinese companies and allows its scripts to be censored and altered by censors in the Chinese government. So in this particular case, it's especially rich to see the outrage over the Georgia abortion bill coming from people who regularly cooperate with China. This is one of those instances where it looks more hollow than usual.
So give us some examples of recent Hollywood outrage over Georgia's abortion ban.
Yeah, the leader, and she's been the leader of this, I would say, since Me Too really blossomed, of a lot of liberal causes coming out of Hollywood since the Me Too movement blossomed, is Alyssa Milano, kind of a B-list actress, maybe B-list, I don't know, that might actually be generous, but she's gained a higher profile from the entertainment media, especially for her progressive activism in the Me Too era, and she penned a letter that a bunch of celebrities signed and sent to Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, talking about how actually, what a lot of people don't understand is that the entertainment industry does a lot of business in Georgia because they have tax incentives for people filming TV shows and movies in the state. And so a lot of TV shows and movies, we don't even realize they're not set in Georgia, but they're filmed in Georgia because of the incentive system that they have there. And so Alyssa Milano wrote a letter that was signed by a lot of big-name celebrities saying, we love to do business in your state, but because of your abortion bill, if this becomes law, we will no longer, you know, in good conscience, be able to do business with your state. So that's really a good articulation of how this Georgia boycott movement has developed. And she's a really good example of a celebrity who, especially in the social media era, has flourished because of what they see as a premium on progressive social media activism. It gets picked up by the liberal entertainment media all of the time. And so she feels that her profile is rewarded by this type of conduct.
In addition to that, didn't Disney's CEO or corporate head, Bob Iger, intimate that Disney was worried about Georgia's law too?
Absolutely, and that's key because this is a massive company, and I don't need to explain that at all to anybody. It's a massive company, a massive footprint in the entertainment industry. It's not the biggest. So he said, and this is there's some interesting things about this as well, he said that they would have to look at it again. It wasn't a firm commitment, but he said if this bill becomes law, and if it's actually implemented, we will have to reconsider. He said he doesn't see how the company would be able to do business in Georgia. It wasn't super firm, but yeah, he did intimate, like you said, which is, again, Disney has shot recent movies in places like United Arab Emirates. They've shot movies in places like Jordan, in countries with very strict abortion laws, and you heard silence from them, of course, when that was going on.
What is the logic of Hollywood's threatened boycott of Georgia?
Right. And the logic here is key because it can apply to their cooperation with China. The logic is basically that we do not want to do business in a state that is implementing egregious policies. I don't think anybody involved in this movement would disagree with that interpretation of it. Now, then, you can look at the logic and apply that to the business they do with China. If it's bad to do business in a state or in a country that has egregious policies, why on earth are you so cooperative with China? Why are you comfortable doing so much to placate the Chinese government? Why are you comfortable doing so much to have an impact in the Chinese marketplace? That it's very important to focus on the logic of the Georgia boycott because it makes the hypocrisy very clear.
What kind of human rights abuses has the U.S. State Department been able to both report and document in China?
Yeah, absolutely. The State Department, they publish reports on the human rights records of countries every year, and they just released one on China in March. And I think, you know, most people in America understand that the Chinese government engages in a lot of egregious conduct. But for instance, the State Department has spoken recently about the imprisonment of an estimated 3 million Chinese Muslims in what, again, the State Department has described as concentration camps. That's just one example. I mean, you could talk about the evidence that there are forced abortions, forced sterilizations in China. The list is very long. The State Department has just an executive summary of its report that is genuinely stunning. If you read through the laundry list of conduct that the United States government believes the Chinese government is engaging in, it is genuinely stunning. And you can't compare Georgia, the state of Georgia, to China. There's just no parallel at all. So the fact that there's, you know, a fun opportunity for these celebrities to get some press by boycotting Georgia, and yet they have no concerns, or they're not willing to publicly articulate any concerns about the business that they do with China, the money that they make from China, it's just pretty gross in this particular case.
You mentioned they permit censorship, state censorship of some of their product. Go into a little more detail about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something, again, when you learn about it, is really shocking that companies in the United States would agree to these things, but they're all about the money. Obviously, these are companies, and the Chinese marketplace is really huge. If you look at some blockbuster films, you can have, you know, 40% of the profits coming from the Chinese marketplace, coming from people in China, their movies being shown in China. And obviously, the Chinese government has a lot of requirements for what can be shown in theaters in China. And so we see American companies cooperating with that. Red Dawn is the famous example. The villains were changed to North Koreans in order to get it played in China. And sometimes it's just small things that we don't even notice. Something like Red Dawn is already bad enough, but envisioning what could happen in the future is pretty scary as well, because we don't know exactly what's happening behind the scenes. There's actually not that much transparency as to what American companies or American film studios are doing to change their movies in order to get them shown in China.
Is literally Richard Gere the only Hollywood celebrity that seems to be aware of what actually happens in China?
He's pretty close to it. I mean, and Richard Gere has been doing this for a long time, I think probably longer than this issue has really started to become pressing. He was early to this particular cause. And so when people look at the career trajectory of Richard Gere, you know, you start to notice a decline, and he's claimed this himself, right around his anti-Chinese, right when his anti-Chinese activism started. And it's because film studios don't want to cast Richard Gere because the movie will not get shown in China, which loses a huge chunk of profit because the Chinese marketplace is so essential to the business that they do. So Richard Gere, I can't, you know, I follow this issue. I can't really think of anybody else off the top of my head. You know, there may be some people here and there. There are a handful of celebrities that share Richard, at least at the time, shared Richard Gere's concerns with the Tibet issue that haven't gotten cast in, maybe at the level that you'd expect them to. But as far as high-profile celebrities on this issue go, he's pretty much the only one.
This seems really convenient for big media conglomerates like Disney to say, we're going to boycott Georgia, but we're going to continue to do business with all these other countries that, because they're not on the American radar very much. Very few Americans know this. What should the governor, the lawmakers, citizens of Georgia do about Hollywood's threatened boycott?
Yeah, it's interesting because we have another, I wrote a piece on this, but we have another piece up on how the people who have walked away from Georgia firmly, the business that Georgia has actually definitively lost because of this, I'm not sure that it's enough to really be impactful, because a lot of it right now is threats. And what we see is when something kind of dies out of the news cycle, corporations, you know, they'll just kind of quietly go about business as usual. So it's not impossible that Georgia won't have to do anything, because their tax incentive system is so good that they might be able to keep some studios there. And, you know, the American public is not by any means overwhelmingly pro-choice. So these companies probably in general want to avoid having to talk about this and avoid having the issue come up, because it's a divisive thing for their brand to be associated with in the first place. It may work really well in Hollywood. It may work really well here in D.C. or in New York, but that's not where their consumers exclusively live. So I don't know that the state of Georgia will actually have to do anything, honestly, to combat this, because I'm skeptical that they will lose enough business to make a huge impact.
Emily Dushinsky is culture editor at The Federalist and author of a recent column titled Perpetually Outraged Celebrities Boycott Georgia, Remain Silent on China. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Emily, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Wednesday on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series on the Reformation solas with Dr. Daniel Pavola, author of our Book of the Month for June, Grace, Faith, Scripture, Portrait of a Lutheran. We'll discuss Mormon teachings on abortion with Bill McKeever, and it's our weekly media coverage of religion feature with syndicated columnist Terry Mattingly. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.